Mornings with Ed and a suggested song by the Butthole Surfers. A very good morning to you. It's just going to be a beautiful day. Look at it. The sun is up. It's one of those Southern California days that we brag about to everybody. Here's something else you're going to be bragging about. It. We have right now, sitting directly across from me, Megan Windsor. Megan Windsor is a local product, and I love that even more. She's got a brand new album coming out called Clowns. We're going to find out exactly when we can hear that album in a couple of seconds. This song is her latest single off of that new LP, and it's called Black Dog. Live from our Pearl Street studios, please welcome Megan Windsor.
My stomach jumped out to explore the shore. My heart has gone wild and don't beat no more. My friends are all gone to the flashing lights, and I wouldn't be here if I liked tights. How much do I owe? I know this is wrong. I wanna go home to my big black dog. How much do I owe? I know this is wrong. I wanna go home to my big black dog, woo. A big black dog, woo. Strangers are facing nothing to lose, so I'm eating up with the soles of my shoes. My throat is burning with fires from hell, so cheers to my demons, I know they are swell. How much do I ask? I know this is wrong. I wanna go home to my big black dog. How much do I owe? I know this is wrong. I wanna go home to my big black dog. Woo! A big black dog. Woo! But silence is killing me with his whole heart. As I'm strung along and just torn apart, oh yeah, I am guilty for wanting all of you. Ooh. How much do I owe? I know this is wrong. I wanna go home to my big black dog. How much do I owe? I know this is wrong. I wanna go home to big black dog, woo! A big black dog, woo! A big black dog! A big black dog, woo! Big black dog, woo!
That's Megan Windsor live in our Pearl Street studios. Big Black Dog, the name of that. Actually, just Black Dog is the name of that song. Megan, welcome in this morning. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming this morning. I think the first question out of everybody's mouth is there actually a big black dog?
Yeah, I had two black dogs. Well, yeah, black dogs, and they're cute. They're... I wrote the song about her.
So you're just sitting at the house one day, and you go, all right.
You know, like, that feeling that you get when you're, like, in a situation that you don't really want to be in, and the one thing you want to do is just come home and just sit next to your dog while it snores, and you watch some TV.
Nothing better.
Yeah, nothing better than that.
Nothing better.
That's what it's all about.
I had a big black dog for about 14 years. Yeah? I was racing. I would literally race home to get home to the big black dog.
Yeah, just chill out on the couch.
That song stuck with me, man. Thanks. Thanks for singing it. So your new album is called Clowns.
Yes, it is.
You just finished it, right?
I just finished it.
Okay, so
I'm super excited.
And we're excited about hearing the release of the album.
Yeah.
It's still not out yet.
No, it's not. It'll be out in the last quarter of 2019.
All right.
It's coming up.
You get anxious, you get nervous about wanting
Absolutely. I want it out right now, but we got to hold it off for... you know, technical reasons.
I get it. It's a manager thing. I get it.
Yeah.
So you're a student at USC.
I am a student at USC.
Full-time student at USC.
Full-time student, yes. All right, I'll be a junior this year.
So. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
And what are your studies?
Music industry. So
of course.
Studying this and
of course.
Learning the business aspect.
Well, and yeah, and that helps right now because actually right now you're kind of producing your own music.
I am producing my own music.
All right. And that's I got to tell you, that's just about the smartest thing you could ever want to do, really.
It's been really fun. It's been fun to figure out the programs and make the song actually sound the way I want it rather than like a producer's version.
Now, did you have the idea of producing your own music before school or before you started?
Yeah, I probably started when I was around like 11, just playing around with like GarageBand and then got really into it when I started writing songs. And production is really expensive, so it was a cheaper method of getting my music out there.
That's pretty smart. That is, and actually you have, I think you would have more control over the content and everything about it.
That's why I'm really excited about this album because I got to control the entire sound of it. And there's a couple other producers on it, but the majority I produced, which is really cool. And I'm super proud of it.
Let me ask you a question as somebody who doesn't know that, okay, let's say you're wearing the producer hat.
Yes.
And producer hat knows that the smart thing to do is this, but the artist hat that you wear, wants to go to. So where do you balance the two?
It's definitely hard because I'm primarily a songwriter.
Right.
So when I go into the studio and like trying to like produce, I'm like, well, I could change this first, but then it would mess with the entire production.
Right.
And so sometimes I have to scrap the whole project because like the two hats get in the way. And
everybody take five.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah. Yeah, one too many hats.
Yeah, one too many.
But you're doing, I believe you're doing this the right way.
Thank you so much. No.
You started with piano as a kid.
Yes, I did.
So when did you start with piano lessons?
Oh my gosh. I was begging my parents like starting around 10 and I tried to teach myself, but a 10-year-old on the piano is not a pretty sound. So they caved and gave me an instructor around 11 and I lucked out. I got like the best instructor out there, Noelle. Shout out to you.
Noelle.
She taught me not only piano, but like songwriting, music theory, vocals, anything I wanted to know about music, she knew it, which is, I lucked out, and that's why I'm here today.
And so. as you were learning the piano, you were learning the structure of music as well, right?
Exactly. So. We used to do exercises where we'd listen to a song, and then I would have to like point out the verse, chorus, pre-chorus, and as a 12-year-old, that was really hard, and like my parents don't even know, but I lucked out in getting to know it pretty early.
Do you still remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh my gosh, I was 13, it's called Bravery, and I was really mad about some girls bullying me in school. Not even bullying, but just like discluding me.
Right, yeah.
It's a sad song.
You want to be part of the crowd, you don't want to be excluded from anybody's...
Exactly, like any other teenager. Yeah.
So, is it still somewhere in the well where you think, well, eventually down the road, maybe my second, third, or fourth album, I'll bring that song back?
Never. It's not good.
So... After taking piano lessons and after learning the guitar, which you play magnificently,
Thank
by the
so
way,
much.
And you also play ukulele.
I do.
All right.
Yeah.
Giant difference between the two?
Not really. Once you know guitar, it's pretty easy to pick up.
All right. So. And I'm taking that once you know piano, every other instrument becomes kind of like an easier step.
Easier,
maybe?
Like you understand it pretty, because theory is laid out very well on the piano. So.
All right.
Yeah.
And when did you discover the confidence in your voice?
I always thought I was just going to be a songwriter and not like a performer.
Right.
And just after like writing. And then I wanted to be a musician. And then they're like, well, you got to like really strengthen your voice. And just after practice and performing. Yeah.
I get it. One of the songs on the album is called Lose Myself.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that song.
Okay. So Lose Myself, I really liked writing characters. Okay. And Lose Myself is kind of taking after this like heartbreaker character that like fell in love and just like didn't know what to do about it. And
so the player that falls in love, right?
Yes,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's not me, but
maybe someone we know.
Okay. Yeah.
So can we hear that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are live with Megan Windsor in our Pearl Street studios. A little conversation. Her brand new album is called Clowns. It'll be out later this year, but we're hearing some selected tracks that nobody else is hearing right now. This one is called Lose Myself. Once again, this is Megan Windsor.
I'm a stone cold stealer. Now how can I lie? I'll make the mistake when I
make you mine. I'll start with the heart, then I'll move to your mind. When I call for love, you better think twice. Oh, 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 oh.
That's Megan Windsor live in our Pearl Street studios. That song was Lose Myself off of the upcoming album, and it's called Clowns. There had to be somebody in mind when you did that song. There really did. There had to be somebody in mind when you wrote it. Did you have a physical person in mind?
Not really. Okay. I really liked like Netflix shows at that time.
Right.
And I think I was watching like 90210. And yeah, it's based off of that.
That's hilarious. I like that. That's pretty cool. All right. So you for a time lived with a bunch of other musicians.
Yes, I did.
All right. How does that affect your music when you're living with other? Is it a supportive community or a competitive community?
Oh my gosh, it was so cool. So yeah, it was my dorm freshman year.
Okay.
And I learned so much. And the first thing I learned is that you have to be confident about who you are.
Right.
Because if not, you're going to be eaten by wolves. As nice as they are, everybody's really proud of their music and everybody wants to show you. And you can sit in a practice room for hours on end without anyone just... constant music, you know?
Right.
But it had a huge impact on like my inspiration and like getting to know other musical genres. Cause like, you know, I grew up just like in Newport Beach around like beachy music and like 80s pop and, going there, it's like neo soul and R&B. And like, I had no idea like anything about those genres. And so it was really cool getting to know about that.
So your influences, as you said, you were like listening to 80s pop growing up.
Yeah.
Is that what was in the back of the car when you're driving with your parents?
All the time. Yeah. still to this day. Never anything else.
Got the same 8-track playing in dad's car, by the way.
Yeah.
So now, who are you listening to? If we went down to your car, who's playing on your car right now?
Billie Eilish, Maggie Rogers, right. Ben Howard, obviously Ed Sheeran and like all like the
poppy. You did an amazing cover of Bellyache, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, an amazing cover
of
Bellyache.
Thank you. Yeah, so, she's blowing up right now.
She's
and
just
I'm
killing it.
I'm so proud of her. Even though I don't know her.
But yeah, an easy style to cover? Conducive to what you do.
Like her music, it just makes me like feel so hard. So it's easy to like take that on my own and then put my own spin on it. So right. Yeah.
So you know what I'm gathering from you is a lot of self-motivation and passion in your work, man. And I think that's really cool. You also seem to have good vision to the future.
Yes.
Are we making videos to accompany these songs that we're hearing?
Yeah, hopefully soon. Yeah, a video is in mind for Black Dog. It's in the works.
Okay.
But I have one video out. It's for my first single, Caught Up, that I released in 2017. It's super fun. I got to be the whole, put on the creative hat.
Right.
And yeah, I decided to go to a warehouse in the middle of nowhere with all my friends and just throw chalk at each other. It's super fun. It was super fun until the cops showed up.
Everything usually is fun until the cops show up, I swear.
But the video turned out great, and you can find it on Vevo and YouTube. And all that.
Now, when you set up the video for Black Dog, are you going to take complete control as to what we see with the song?
Hopefully. Right. I work really close with my manager on that, too, because she shoots the videos as well. She's
okay.
Great.
All right.
And
she has great suggestions, I'm sure.
Yes, all right, I trust her 100%.
That's important. Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
Tell me about someone else's car.
Someone else's car.
I'm excited about the title itself, man.
Yeah. I decided to date someone in high school who was leaving out of the country, and this was just... You know, like going into something knowing that it's gonna end. And it was just really hard, like to like try to fall in love and then like knowing like, okay, one day it's just gonna be like, bye.
Right.
And it's like you're off in someone else's car. Like there's nothing I can do.
Oh, that's really great.
Yeah.
That's really great. Do you mind if we hear that song?
Oh, absolutely.
I would absolutely love to hear that. So again, we are live at our Pearl Street studios. Megan Windsor, the new album is Clowns. We've heard a couple of songs off it. We're about to hear Someone Else's Car. And then we'll be back and check it out in a second. Here you go, Megan Windsor.
There's a wrong way to swim through the sea, when in each way the blue will deceive. No, it's not an issue to discuss, but I'm counting down when it comes to us. Down, down, down with a glance, then we're going up, up, up on a chance, then we're going down. What's the point of falling hard when you're off in someone else's car, 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 someone else's car, car, car. Walking on eggshells just like a wooden floor, and spending time like it's forever ours. We're going up on a plane with no wheels, and hoping on that day we don't miss what we feel. Down, down, down with a glance, then we're going up, up, up on a chance, then we're going down. The point of falling hard when you're off on someone else's, but you never know where the love will go in you. You never know where the love will go in you. You never know where the love will go. And you never know, you never know, you never know.
Megan Windsor, live at KX93.5 in our Pearl Street studios. And that car, that song was called Someone Else's Car. I like each song better and better.
Thank you so much.
I love the first one. I am really loving the second one. And that one, I really dug that.
Thank you so
cool
much.
Cool spirit in that song. Is it easier to write from a point of unhappiness?
I mean, when you're first starting out, it definitely is. Right. My grandma thought I was depressed for a really long time because right. I'd show her a song and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just easier. Like, I'm fine. Right. But as you grow as a songwriter, it's really fun to like write a happy song like Black Dog and like right. just jam out and see everyone's reaction to it.
Right. That's yeah. so cool. Yeah. Now, so once again, the album is Clowns. It comes out later this year. Latest single, you got to catch it. Where can we find your music?
You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all streaming platforms. I also have some videos on YouTube, and it's all located on my website, Megan Windsor Music.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. And where are you playing? Do we have some upcoming dates?
I do. In Newport Beach, Rusty Pelican, and Village Inn are locked in. You can find like all the updates on my website as well. And then I'm playing the LA Fair, which will be really fun.
That's going to be a blast.
On September 30th, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Well, you know, it gives us an opportunity to check your website now.
Yes. Right. Go stalk me, please.
All right. Give us the website one more time.
MeganWindsorMusic.com.
And that's Windsor without a D. That's WINSOR.
Thank you.
Megan, thank you. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's super fun.
Our pleasure. I promise you'll come back when the album's out.
Oh, promise.
All right. We're here for you. That was Megan Windsor live in our studio.